The University of Chicago has announced that undergraduate applicants no longer have to include SAT or ACT scores in their applications. It's the first top-tier university to make the tests optional. A growing number of schools, including Bates College and Wesleyan University, have already stopped requiring standardized test scores. Joining us now is Jim Nondorf, who's Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid at the University of Chicago. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And why'd you decide to do this, to make the SAT and ACT scores optional rather than required?
Sure. Well, it's actually part of a larger initiative that we launched yesterday called UChicago Empower, and it's part of a three-pronged way of that the university is trying to engage low-income, first-generation students, provide free tools, leverage technology, look at our own policies and programs around the university and ensure a level playing field, because students sometimes are just scared off by the test. They think, I didn't have the exact same score as our average, so I could never aspire to a place like UChicago. And the third prong of this UChicago Empower initiative is a kind of a enhancement to our financial aid and scholarship program,
right,
where we'll be supporting first-gen and low-income students.
But
so
do you think
it's
that
all integrated?
The tests are unfair?
No, I don't think the tests are unfair at all. But there are students who are just not great testers. They have test anxiety, first-gen, low-income kids, rural kids, who they'll take it one time, as opposed to a student who, you know, from a wealthier suburb of Chicago who might, you know, have 3 years of test prep and have been on Khan Academy for 2 years. And that's the difference. It's the amount of preparation that different students might have, and also the signaling that happens with it. So to be very honest with you, every year I talk about holistic admissions with students, and I say, you know, we take transcript and your recommendations and, of course, testing, and I explain to them no one piece is the most important piece. They're all equally important. And the first thing out of the words out of any student's mouth is, oh, yeah, but what are your average SATs? You know, they think that that is what dictates the decision. And so I'm trying to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm telling them, look, you don't even have to send us testing if you don't want to.
And what do you lose by not having those test scores? Obviously, there's a reason why just about every school around has been using test scores as one measure of the students when they apply to schools for so many and so many years.
Sure. So, yeah, of course, it's nice to have one measure that all the students have taken the same thing. However, it doesn't always mean the same thing based on these kinds of factors that I was describing before. If you also look at our applicant pool, you know, we have about 30,000 applicants in any given year, and they're all excellent and capable of doing the work. And so I'm trying to build a class of students, and the best art historian in the class might not have great math testing, and yet they might still be the student I want in the class. And so it's really trying to enable the students to tell me what makes them special, what makes them unique, why are they a fit? Because actually the fit is what it makes them happier when they're on campus, makes them more successful, and that's the kind of student we're looking for.
Do you think that your other peer institutions, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, et cetera, are going to follow your lead on this?
Well, you know, there are a number of schools that do are test optional already. I think it's almost about 1,000, varied across liberal arts colleges and public schools. So I'm in a group called the Coalition for Access, Affordability, and Success, and it's a group of the top 150 schools, and we share a common mission around access, affordability, and ensuring that students of any background are successful at our schools. And I can tell you, every year we look at we look at our policies, we look at our programs, we look at our scholarships, we look at how we do aid, and we're always trying to improve because these students need our help, and that's the right thing to do.
Well, and when it comes to financial aid, which you say is part of this program that you announced yesterday, we should note that the University of Chicago tuition alone can be more than $18,000 per quarter. Students end up taking three quarters a year, which I imagine can also discourage a lot of applicants who might be interested in studying there, but they just know they won't be able to afford it.
Exactly. Well, it's not that they know they won't. They think they won't be able to afford it. And that's why we went out with, you know, if you're a family who makes under $125,000, we're covering your full tuition. And if you're a family that makes under $60,000, it's essentially free to go to the University of Chicago. We give away about $150 million in financial aid. We meet the full needs of our students, and we're need blind. So I don't care whether you can pay anything or you can pay the whole amount. I'm admitting you based on who you you are and what you'll accomplish at the University of Chicago. We don't want sticker shock, or you know, the list price of the tuition to be something that all students think they're going to pay, because on our campuses, roughly half the students are on scholarship in some way or another.
That's Jim Nondorf, who is the Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid at the University of Chicago, which is no longer going to require new applicants for undergraduate admissions to submit their SAT or ACT scores. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.